It's Thursday, the 1st of September. Yes, the 1st of September. And it's very cool. It's a mixed bag in the skies. Grey clouds, patchy white clouds, patchy blue. Sun shining through the birch trees for the new. But it's, there's a stiff breeze blowing, and it's a stiff, cool breeze. Yes, I should have put my light fleece on this one. Just a bit too, if it wasn't so breezy, it maybe wouldn't be as bad. But what is it called? The chill factor. Yes, I remember when the chill factor used to be an expression for chilling out, you know, lying back, being cool, as in whatever. Now they talk about the weather forecast, the chill factor. It's going to be 15 or 16 degrees today, but with the wind, the chill factor will bring that down to about 8. Well, it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a confusion, isn't it? You know, it's going to be 16 degrees, but it will feel like 8 because it's well, why don't you just say it'll feel about 8 degrees today? Yeah, anyway, I'm just messing around. So tired. I didn't sleep too. So tired at 7 a.m. this morning. I mean, I know I've said this so many times, tired, but I mean, 7 o'clock this morning, I was crying out in pain and anguish, silently, of course. Yeah. Oh God, please, it can't be 7 o'clock already. No. I'm listening to those birdies. Hey, they weren't crying out when I had to get up out of perch roost. So. I remember when I suppose it was more than occasions like this, but I remember in particular when I was, I started up my own business. Latterly, if we're retired, and I remember because you're trying to establish your business, so you're coming up with ideas and you're looking forward to getting out there into the field, as they say. And I remember, I don't know, maybe at least a year, maybe longer. Yeah, probably longer actually, because to go through a specific course. But I remember going to bed at night and hardly, not getting off to sleep because my mind was running over, mulling over all these ideas, etc, etc. And then when the alarm went in the morning, jumping out of bed, literally, get up in bed, start today, mind, yes, go. What was that you were dreaming about last night? What was that you were thinking about before you went to sleep last night? Write it down. All that kind of stuff. And I remember for about that long, long period, getting out of bed with urgency, with fervor, looking forward to the day. Even though it was work, I was looking forward to it. Yes. Well, that lasted for so long, of course, and then after that, it was... Yes. I suppose there's people today my age and older that still get out of bed. Maybe not with a leap and a bound, but with positivity in the day, looking forward to the day. But they must be doing something, you know, special to be like that. Maybe they're marine biologists or I don't know. So something that gets you going right away. Can't wait till the alarm goes off. Or, yes. I have to be careful of the words I pick here. Can't say I'm envious of people that do that. So I'm jealous of people doing that. Because it must be a great feeling, you know. Yes. And you do get days like that, you know. If something's happening that day that gives you that boost in the morning. When you get out of bed or when you wake. Maybe when you're on holiday and you're looking forward to the day because it's every day's uncertain. And the place is new, new things to do. All that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. All these can do that. I just wish it could be like that most days of my years. If not everyone, at least. All those thoughts came to a sudden end. Yes. Cool.